Hi, thanks for joining us. I'm Sheila Scruggs. Our Pup and Paws cast is brought to you by Dog & Company. Daycare, grooming, boarding, training, they have it all. Dog & Company, find them on Facebook. Joining me today is Kyle Peterson. He's the founder of PETS. So this is an acronym, Kyle. What exactly does PETS stand for?
PETS is Peterson Express Transport Service, and we are essentially a trucking company that transports dogs for rescue groups.
Is this like a service group?
Yeah, we're a business that transports dogs nationwide. We work with about 100 rescue groups across the country. We cover everything from Texas to Maine on the East Coast. And we transport dogs from the rescue group to their adopted homes.
So you wouldn't call yourself a rescue, but you do help in the rescue process.
Yes. As my dad says, we're like FedEx for pets. We're the transport leg of the rescue operation. So people in Texas rescue the dogs. They find them a home in Connecticut, and they call us, and we take them from Texas to Connecticut.
You actually started out of a love for animals, really, and you started in Tennessee. You are a local transport.
Yes, we started here in Tennessee, originally in Murray County, Columbia area, but we've been in, my wife and I moved to Cookeville in 2005. We started our business in 2004, so we've been in Cookeville almost since the beginning. We employ 18 people here locally, but we help dogs all over the country.
Who are some of the groups that you work with just locally?
Most people in this area are familiar with ARF. We work with ARF a lot, transport a lot of dogs for ARF, which is all about rescue and fixing. I'm a board member and a big supporter of the Major Michael Shipley Spay-Neuter Clinic here in Putnam County, and I couldn't even think of all the numerous groups here locally that we work with.
So what is the mission that you have for the company?
Well, our mission is to... In the long run, help eliminate or diminish the overpopulation of shelters across the U.S. We have a tremendous problem with unwanted pets in the United States, and most of our shelters, including right here in Putnam County, are overrun with dogs and cats, and we specialize in dogs mostly that just don't have homes and unfortunately end up being euthanized. So we want to eliminate that, and the transport does help that. It's kind of a little Band-Aid on a huge problem. But we like to educate people about spay and neutering their animals, and that's the key to eliminating the problem. And in the meantime, we'll transport them wherever you need to take them if it helps save those dogs.
Have you seen any kind of decrease since you started in 2004?
Yes and no. We, in our business, what we do as a transport, our business has grown consistently for almost 15 years now. We're transporting as many or more dogs now as we did, 10 years ago or 15 years ago. So that ended, the business is growing, but in the communities that we service, we are seeing a lower intakes in some of their shelters, lower euthanasia rates. So the rescue groups who pull all these dogs are really making a difference in their communities. And it's not the dogs that we're taking out that's changing those numbers. It's the spay and neuter efforts in those communities.
That's the main thing. We could really change the lives of the pets, the unwanted pets.
We could, we as a culture, just by spay and neutering your pet, can completely change this problem that we have in the U.S. And it is a huge problem all over the U.S. We transport most of our dogs to New England, primarily because there's a huge population base there, but there's overrun shelters in throughout the U.S., any rural part of the country, they have an overabundance of extra dogs and cats.
What does a day in the life of PETS LLC look like? I mean, how do you find out where who's got what to rescue and to transport? What does that day look like?
It's kind of boring, honestly. We driving the dogs 3,000 miles a week, we get rewarded when we drop the dogs off, but driving cross country is a lot of work. I have a great team of drivers that performs that, and they're just relentless. They do a great job getting the dogs. They leave here in Cookeville, go all the way to Texas and all the way up to Maine and back to Cookeville.
And that's that one driver, or is it several
days.
Different drivers?
We run in teams. So two drivers per truck. But the logistics behind it is how it all works. And it's a huge network of rescue groups. We have full staff that just handles emails, reservations, logistics, getting the trucks where they need to be and on time. And it's there's a lot going on daily. If we transport 200 dogs in a week, every one of those dogs has three or four or five people tied to it. So we communicate with 1,000 people multiple times during the week to get those dogs from point A to point B. So it's a lot of communication and logistics.
And you have 18 wheelers that you fill up. How many dogs can you get in that?
Well, we have custom modified tractor trailers. They're specifically designed for transporting dogs. And, you know, our big trailer, we have 111 crates, essentially about 111 dogs. If we have litters of puppies, it might be a few more than that if they're riding together in that one truck. And, you know, this morning, that truck's leaving with 117 dogs on it to be delivered to the new homes tomorrow. So that's pretty exciting.
And you have more than one truck. You have a couple and then some box trucks too? Or?
Yeah, we have two tractor trailers, a box truck, and then a small delivery van, cargo van. And they're not all on the road all the time, but a lot of the time they are.
Is it several times a week, or how often do you have?
Well, we run what we consider a route every week, but that route covers, like I said, from Cookeville to Texas and back, and then from Cookeville up to New England and back. So we do that in 5 days, and we have 2 days to clean and sanitize the trucks and get them back on the road. So our trucks are on the road from Tuesday till Sunday, and we clean on Sunday and Monday.
You said you've got a staff. You've got a staff that does. You've got a staff that probably cleans trucks and then ones that drive.
Yeah, we have a full-time staff of drivers. We employ 18 people, drivers, crate cleaners, dog walkers, logistics people, social media people. It's become a big company, and it's helping thousands and thousands of dogs. We've transported over 80,000 dogs since we started.
That's amazing. That's 80,000 dogs that are not euthanized. They were found homes.
Correct. That's 80,000 dogs that weren't euthanized. And one of our requirements, our golden rule, if you will, is we do not take a dog that's not spayed or neutered. So that's 80,000 dogs that have not procreated and contributed to the problem.
So what is the future of pets, your organization?
Well, ideally, in a perfect world, we put ourselves out of business. We won't have an overpopulation in the shelters. I don't think that'll happen in my lifetime, or probably my kids' lifetime, or maybe their kids, unfortunately. But our goal is to educate people about spay and neutering your dogs and helping any that we can get to their new homes.
Is that why you got started in it? It's just your love for animals, your love for dogs?
Or? Yeah, it started. I have to give credit to my wife, Pam. She quote unquote dragged me into this. I've always been a dog person, but I grew up in a home with absolutely no pets.
Can't believe that.
My dad is allergic to everything, so we had zero pets.
Makes sense, then.
You know, and my wife, you know, when I first met her, she was involved in some rescue operations around the state of Tennessee, and we just got involved in this, and it's grown and grown. And, you know, it's another accidental overnight success. We've been at it for 15 years, and we're very proud of it. We've transported a lot of dogs and helped a lot of dogs, but it's taken a lot of hard work and a lot of people that I can't even name that have helped us over the years, employees and rescue groups and all kinds of people that have made us successful.
And it's just a well-oiled machine now because you've done it so long.
It is. It's a well-oiled machine. We've got a system down that works. And the key probably to our success is we run a very specific route every week. So we go to the same places to pick up and drop off dogs every single week. And we help the rescue groups in those areas. Now, our route has expanded and changed over the years, but by running a consistent route, we can keep our timing down and everything. And we run on time all the time. So we're leaving.
I'm sure you're proud of that. That's hard.
It's hard to do. And we'll pick up dog on Tuesday in Texas and tell those people it'll be in Connecticut at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday.
And you're there.
And we'll be there at 10:30 a.m.
Hell
or high water, we're going to be there. And we've drove through hurricanes and snowstorms and wind storms and power outages. And in 15 years, we had to cancel one time because of that ice storm right here in Tennessee.
Right, yeah.
I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, where we just couldn't get on the road. It was not safe. And that's the only time we ever had to cancel a transport. We've moved them around, changed the times a little bit to accommodate the weather. But
weren't you shocked that it was Tennessee that had you canceled?
I know. Of all the places we go, what we couldn't get out of our own driveway, and that's why we couldn't leave because
of
the ice.
And you've been up north in snow.
We've been in 4 and 5 feet of snow driving down the interstate, you know, where they've got it plowed out. But the ice in the south is a problem, as we all know.
Yeah.
And we literally could not get out of our own driveway to get on the road. So that's the only time we ever had to cancel a transport.
Do you need more folks? How do they find out? How could they help you or find out more about pets?
Yeah, we're always locally here. I'm going to get a phone number real quick. So I'll start.
And it's petsllc.net?
Yeah, visit our website, petsllc.net.
You have a great Facebook page, too.
We have a great Facebook page. We do a live video of our dog walking every Friday. You can check in and watch us walk dogs. If you got nothing else to do and want to watch people walk dogs.
It's the deal that dogs just make you happy.
It is. So every Friday, we run a live feed of our dog walking on Fridays. Those dog walkers are all local people here. If you want to come out and walk dogs, call us. We're always looking for dog walkers. I can't stress it enough about spay and neutering. So if there's any way you can help out with the spay and neuter clinic here in Cookeville, or even just call, make an appointment to get your dog spayed or neutered. You can call them. It's 931-372-2728. They will get you in. They have all kinds of financial programs for those that qualify. We just got a grant over there based on the Tennessee license plates. Call over there. And that would help out as much as anything with the pet issues we have here in the
U.S. Most definitely. Yeah. And we appreciate what you do. And you make us proud here in the Upper Cumberland. This is a pretty cool
thing. It's neat to be based here in Cookeville. And I've lived here, like I said, since 2005 and really love this area. I've lived all over the country, and I don't think I'd move anywhere else. I love the Upper Cumberland and Putnam County, and this is our home, and we're proud to be based here.
We have a lot of cool folks like you here in
Putnam County. We do.
But Kyle Peterson is the founder of Pets LLC, so check them out, petsllc.net. That's their website, or you can look for them on Facebook. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Sheila.
I also want to thank our great sponsor, Dog & Company. If you want to check out their website, it's dog-co.com.